Hello.
My name is Tamika Return to call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This is Office of
Yes.
Political Positions. Purpose Mass Research President request a call back, please.
I was calling to make a claim.
Are you calling to file a new claim or a weekly claim?
A new claim.
Okay, my social security number.
Hold on, just a second, my phone is messing up. All right, I'm back.
My social security number.
422-392202.
I can barely hear you, kind of muffling, sir.
422-392202. Can you hear me?
I can barely understand you.
Can you hear me now? Hello.
Okay, what's the social security number?
422-392202.
2202.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have your name.
Timothy Kendrick.
Your date of birth.
12/16/1991.
And your mother's maiden name?
Tanya Gilly.
And your date of birth. I'm sorry, your driver's license number.
Oh, okay. I have a ID.
What's that number?
My ID. The ID number is just a second. Can't remember it. 1847190.
Okay, so your PIN number is gonna be 3266.
Mm-hmm.
3266 is gonna be your PIN number, okay?
Okay.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, and understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense sponsored by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And you only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
Excuse me?
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good contact number for you?
256-589-5293.
5293?
Yes.
And what's your race?
African American, black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Not Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
The last grade I completed was 12th grade, but it was with homeschooling.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
26 Winter Haven Lane.
Excuse me?
26 Winter Haven Lane.
Your phone is, I can't understand what you say here.
It is 26 Winter Haven Lane.
What's the zip code?
35160.
Is your mailing address the same as a residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
I was line assembly at Honda Manufacturing.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Excuse me?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Uh, could you repeat that again?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, I am.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say up to 15 or 20.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
18.
What was that? 18?
Yes.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
And do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking and savings accounts, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
The card. I would rather have the card shipped to me.
Okay. So you indicated you wish to receive the card. The Advantage prepaid card, there's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about your prepaid account, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid and find details and conditions for all fees and services there. Okay, so there's no fee to obtain a card. There's no fee for point of sale purchase. There's no fee for ATM withdrawals conducted at any MoneyPass ATM location. And that's $1.30 out of network fee for any MoneyPass out of network MoneyPass location. You are unlimited. Okay. You are allowed unlimited ATM balance inquiries at all ATMs. You are allowed unlimited ATM or point of sale denials. You are allowed unlimited calls to customer service for live agents. There's a 2% international transaction fee, a $4 card replacement fee, a $15 expedited card delivery fee, and $1 inactivity fee. If the card is not used in 12 months, they charge you $1 for that.
Okay.
So do you understand the terms and conditions of the unemployment insurance prepaid card?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of your last employer?
Honda Manufacturing of Alabama.
Who was that again?
Honda Manufacturing of Alabama.
Okay. So was it a temp service?
Yes, through Elwood Services. Elwood Staffing, I mean.
And what's that phone number?
For Elwood Staffing?
Yes.
Let me see it. It's in my text messages. It is 205-203-8997.
And what city and state do you work in?
Excuse me?
What city and state did you work in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
What was that?
What was the address?
No, what city and state do you work in?
Lincoln, Alabama.
I can't understand you, sir. What city is that again?
Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln. Lincoln.
Okay. And your employment start date?
April 1st, 2024.
And last day work?
My last day work, they just let me go yesterday.
So August the 12th was your last day work?
My last day of work, me being at work, was last Thursday. I think it was, I'm not sure what day that was. Let me see on my calendar. It was the 8th.
Okay, so your last day of work was April the 8th of 2024?
No. My last day of work was last Thursday, which is the 8th. August the 8th of 2024.
So your last day of work was August the 8th of 2024?
Yes, last Thursday.